maybe we'll make just a comment on Tu B'Av, since I noticed that today was Tu B'Av. And the proof lies in the fact that we didn't say Tachna. It's interesting, there's a Rashbam in Baal Basra, I think in that sugi, in Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the Rashbam has a comment that there are many reasons why we celebrate Tu B'Av. So, why there's so many reasons? So each Amora, I think the Rashbam there says, that presents the time that that he was Mekabel from his Rebbe. There are different Masorot, different traditions that we have. So among them, those that I can recall right now, the Gemara says that Yom Shepaskut Bo Meisei Midbar, it's also Gemara Tainis. At the end of Masechas Tainis, the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. That's reason number one. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu, who was in a state of either no communication with Hashem, or not the same kind of communication that he normally had, which was Bigolui, namely Aspaklalia Meira, the communication sort of went underground. It was no longer the same caliber that it was before, so that was restored. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara says that after the story of the Pilech Shvigiva, that's really where the Gemara connects Tu B'Av to Pilech Shvigiva, where Hutu Ashvatim, the Yitzchatim Zebazeh. They were able to now marry into each other's families. The Gemara says Shem Binyamin was allowed to enter the Kal Hashem. That was also what happened in terms of Pilech Shvigiva. Number four, the Gemara says that there was a terrible Russia, Yerubim ben Nevat, Chotav Hef Yisarabim. So he actually set up Shomrim, he set up sentries and guards that they should not do Aliyah the Regel. So Hoshea ben Ela was Mevatel, those Shomrim, they were able once again to go up Aliyah the Regel on Tu B'Av. And beyond that, the Gemara says that, yeah, Harugi Beitar with Nitan the Kvura, that was also another tremendous accomplishment. Interesting that I heard from Agur Navar Lady Soloveitchik many, many years ago, that he said that he felt this is the reason why that days that were celebrated here also perhaps could be a makor for not saying Tachnun. Because since so many Jews were able to find refuge from the Holocaust and the Shoah, so that's, from his perspective, there's not much difference between that and Yom Shindit Haruge Beit Tel Nekvura. That was his perspective on the matter. But not everyone obviously agrees, but he saw that as being certainly a basis for it. And I think the other explanation that Gemara has has to do with the Eitzim of the Marocha, that they stopped cutting Eitzim, not Eitzim Marocha, actually, for the Mizbeah. Okay, I think the word to remember it is, that's what I saw. There's an acronym, Hamishasa. I can't exactly, I have to now work it out what exactly, because Tu B'Av is Hamishasa. So the Ches, let's just now think how it works. The Ches is Chitun, has to do with marriages, that they're able to go ahead and get married. What's next? Mem. Meisei Midbar is the Mem. Oh, we have to get all the shin. What does the shin refer to? Shem the Binyamin. You have to. They have it all worked out in this this device, this mnemonic device. Hamishasa. That's how you remember the items that were mentioned. It's interesting that the Mishnah says over there, Lahi Yom Tovim Yisrael Hamishasa Av Uketu B'Av. Those are the greatest Hamishasa Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. So that's the Mishnah writes, and the Gemara says over there, the Gemara at the end of the time is that the Mosid Yosef, so we're supposed to now have an opportunity to learn more, to increase our the study of Torah, the Limud HaTorah, so that's exactly what Tu B'Av, in effect, is all about. The days become shorter, the nights become longer, and because the nights become longer, so we have a greater opportunity to become involved in the study of Torah from Tu B'Av on, and it says that the Mosid Yosef, that's also the Gemara over there, at the end of Masechas Tainis. So Tu B'Av is a very significant day, and that's opportunity that a person has. Because what do we have? I remember seeing many years ago one of the drushas of Rabbeinu Ebeshitz in Yoros Dvash. It's a classic sefer. People know about Rabbeinu Ebeshitz, but they don't really know about his gadlus. I remember when I was a kid, So there was the Abdul Alfi Abdullah, there was a very famous author named Jules Verne. So he wrote many, many, many books. Among the books he wrote at one point about the ability to escape the Earth's gravitational pull, Newton's law of gravity. He spoke about going beyond it. So Rabbi Yossi Emeshitz has a whole Shekel Torah, the Yoros Tavash, where he talks about what were they trying to do in the Do'a Floga, or as the more modern academics say, the Do'a Palaga. So what were they trying to do with it? He said they were trying to escape the Earth's gravitational pull and trying to go somehow beyond gravity, beyond Newton. And that's what he writes, similar to that, Avdil, written by Jules Verne. So anyway, so Rabbi Yossi Emeshitz has in the Yoros Tavash, he said that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost Malchus Beis David, we have no Sanhedrin, and he goes on, no Karbanos, a whole list of items that we no longer have. And Ein Lanu Shir, Rakatara Azos, and Tadeva Tubav, in effect, what we have left is that we have to hold on to the Torah and seize on to it. Eitz Chaim Mila Machzikimbov, Zokhe Merusha, that's the Eitz Chaim that we have. Okay, so we will proceed dialogue, just if you will, kind of off the cuff. Kind of response to the Tu B'Av, which is today, we don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av. Okay, I'm going to discuss one issue today, which is really a hemshech of what we spoke about yesterday. And I went looking further into an issue which is very halacha l'maaseh. I mentioned people who are non-observant, or let's say non-Jews, even though the Mishabrua pointed out, we discussed yesterday, that really it's not relevant. This whole issue of Ruach Ruah is not relevant to non-Jews because of in fact, they're not a kli for kedusha. But now the question is: sometimes you have bakeries and you have other kinds of establishments that have owners that are non-observant and they don't wash their hands. And now the question is: how do you justify purchasing something from people who have now handled food items and the like without washing their hands? I just want to sum up a number of potential tshuvas to deal with this issue that the Achronim talk about. I saw at great length. One is that, personally, there's a svek svek over here. There's really a double suffix, because let's say we're talking about a bakery. So if you know anything about bakeries, sometimes I'm in the yeshiva, very late, or I'm at a chasana, very late, let's say on Thursday night, and I may actually leave the chasana or the yeshiva at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then just happen to stop by Angels, Derech Agav, either to get some fresh challahs or something along those lines, or a fresh, what my grandmother Shem used to call a fresh bulky, or a Danish, something along those lines. Anyway, so the reason why I say that, because these mafiyot are essentially open the entire night. So one of the arguments that Achronim suggests, that since they're open the entire night, so therefore it could very well be they never went to sleep. They never went to sleep, so therefore there's an obligation to go ahead and wash their hands. That's how there's a svek svek. That's trying to present to you different potential possibilities, how we can justify going into establishments where you may have non-observant Jews who are the balabatim, but they own the establishment, but they don't necessarily wash their hands. That's number one. Number two, in general, Ruach Ra, it may very well be only an Isa L'Chachila, it may not be a problem to Yebed. Yebed, if a person did not wash, so perhaps Ruach Ra doesn't have that kind of an impact. L'Chachila, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we mentioned yesterday, that a person certainly should wash his hand with Ruach Ra. And beyond that, perhaps one could argue that, this is what we mentioned yesterday, that, and I saw it actually in the Abiyah Omer, so the Kenneth Dalib, the Abiyah Omer, Simon Aleph, he passes the halacha that it's mutter, because he assumes that the Abiyah is mutter. He compares it to, it's a very fascinating analogy. There's a din that only something which is a ben yombo is a problem. Something which is not a ben yombo, let's say 24 hours pass when a pot may have absorbed something which is a blias isur, after 24 hours, it's considered to be nothing time they've got. That's well known out from Sukkim that has to be Roy Leger, not Roy Leger, so it's nothing time they've got. Nothing time they've got, it's considered to be permissible. So here, Rabbi Vanya Zatzal in the Tshuva, he compares this halacha of Ruach Ra to Eina Ben Yomo. Just like in Eina Ben Yomo, that the halacha is permissible, that it's only Chazal Gozer. It's Xera. Chazal Gozer, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. That something which is Eina Ben Yomo, so there goes in the Rabbanah, but be'ofen ekroni, only that which is Nesin Tam L'Shevach is also. Nesin Tam L'Gam is not, so he compares this also, that maybe the issue of Ruach Ruah is only the issue of Chatchila. The Eved, Ruach Ruah is not considered to be a problematic issue, and therefore, the possibility, what's the basis for it? The basis is Sakona, because you might come to Rachman al-Nitzan come into contact with Ruach Rotz, he said yesterday, and that would be a sakana. So if there's a, okay, if there's another store where perhaps you can go and patronize another store, and this way you won't avoid, you'll avoid this problem, because that's what you should do the chatchila. But that's such like Ein Ben Yomam, it's only Zed Rabbanon, and essentially B'di'evet, you would have less difficulty. Here also the same, perhaps logic would apply. But in general, obviously one should not be mezalzel and feels Yadayim Shacharis. But it seems that there is Nagu Ha'olam L'Hokel, that seems to be the practice. I don't think people are so medactic. Every time they walk into a store, they go ahead and question the proprietor, find out whether they washed their hands. They didn't wash their hands this morning. Did they do it three times? They do it, did they hold like a grow? And they do a Dafka V'Serugin, and they do all the halachas that are required. That's not necessarily the situation. So therefore, there's no doubt that the chatchila, one should be on makbin. One should be medakted, because Ruach Ruach, as the Gemara says, can cause nezek, can cause damage, and perhaps even cause tim to malev. That's what we see by Machol Sasuras. But at the end of the day, yesh mokom lahokel, and you mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Bramfeld, that if you look also here, we saw this in Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet we saw in Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Tov lahakbin l'tzias yadayim shachris, b'chol advarim ha-makbin l'tzias yadayim l'sudah. L'chatchila, all the requirements that are requisite, that are required for the tzias yadayim l'sudah, what should be makbin for the tzias yadayim shachris as well? But the Ramos says, miu ein ha-makbin. We paskin that it's not makbin. What do you require from tzias yadayim l'sudah? A kli. Then that's an ikum. You must use a kli when you wash your hands for amotzi. That's ma'akev. But here the Ramah says, a kli is not ma'akev. Koach gavra is not ma'akev. Shahat varm ha'poslim b'netilas ha'suda is not ma'akev. Lechatchila. I mentioned to you, I always use a kli. Never I wash my hands. Before davening, when there's an obligation to wash your hands, I use a kli. Tilas yadayim ha'suda, I use a kli. Ruach Ruach in the morning, I use a kli. Whenever I'm going to wash my hands, I'm using a kli. But that's only a chumrah, it's not required.
Before davening, does the rav do what, once or three times?
Four times.
No, before mincha.
Before mincha, no, there's only one time it's required.
Okay.
There's no chiyah to do. This obligation of three times is only mentioned
Ruach
by Ruach Ruach. That's it. That's a kli gemara, mefureshet, and Shabbos. Not mentioned in any other context. But I'm just saying that here the Ramah says, just like I don't require a kli for the tzias yadayim, so you don't require koach gavra. Let's say I turn on the faucet. So any chanami, it's not a kli. You can argue, that's a whole discussion also in the achronim, whether turning on the faucet is considered to be a kli or not. Pashup shot, it's mechuv the karka. It's connected to the house. It's connected to, generally that's what the sinks are, connected to pipes, etc. They go on the ground. But let's say I have a pump. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah here actually discusses. If you take a look on that Mishnah Berurah, on the Sif Kot Yud Zayin, where the Ramah says, "Ein Ma'akev Lo Kli Lo Koach Gavra," says the Mishnah Berurah, "It's a Loma, the Ma'ani Af Lahavi Ruach Ruah, V'Lachen Ben Lo Kli Shalim, V'Talito M'Kli Nakuv, V'Chein M'Plumf, Av Shein Bo Koach Gavra." What's plumf? So he writes on the bottom, Rav Nevin's Ol Shlita, we're talking about Mashevet Mayim, Masheva. Masheva is essentially a pump. A pump is a Kli, it's movable. Mishnah Berurah says, you don't need Koach Gavra for Ruach Ruah, you can wash from a pump. It's not a kli. It's not koach gavra. So no problem. You don't need a kli. You don't need koach gavra. So therefore, the assumption is that every person, when they wake up, they wash their hands. They don't necessarily wash three times. So since the derech of the others is to wash their hands, I'm talking about whether they're non-observant or whether they are individuals who are not necessarily connected to all the details of the halacha. So there's no need for a kli and no need for koach gavra. And the average person, I assume, they use soap and water. Minimally, once a day, along those lines, hopefully once a day they use soap and water. They're a bit concerned about hygiene and the like. So therefore, that's the basis for the heter, for going into even non-observant establishments and purchasing food items from there. And as I said, since you don't require a kli, you don't require koach gavra, and the Mishnah Berurah, actually, we mentioned this yesterday, in Sivkot and Yud, in the Mishnah Berurah, so there he refers you to the three-time obligation. And he writes, that's what the Gemara says. Ruach only do these after three times. You have to do three times. And then he calls to the Maaseh Rav, the meaning of Dalet Pamim. That Gimel Pamim, Labi Ruach Ruah, Vadal, Labi Ramayim Shenitmo. And then at the end he writes regarding women and tanim tzarich lazir v'nashim sheizar v'ndir sedayim gilom tov v'seivu v'tumah anashim v'gam kihem v'saktan samachodim sholitam v'yedeim gam yizun v'sher tanim yivu v'yedeim v'shachwis kinogim v'machol. So as I said, that by tanim perhaps you would say maybe there shomer psayim Hashem means regarding the tanim themselves and not so worried, but regarding touching our food you have to be sure that the hands are washed, and that's what Mr. Brewer says. So basically it would seem that the whole idea of Negel Vasa that we are makbid about is not necessarily connected to chinuch of young children, but basically again, often each kid is different, and as I said, I mentioned already the other day, there are those of Chassidisha and those who follow Afiya Kabbalah very, very makbid regarding young children, even at a very, very young age. At the moment that they're born, they're already makbid that they should wash their hands in the proper way. Someone asked me about touching skin. Pasha Pshat, it's not a problem, even though there are many nikavim in the skin. There are many orifices in the skin themselves. But perhaps it's not considered to be a nekev regarding this halacha. I mean, because what is the isa? The isa is to touch nikavim in the body. That's what the halacha says in Gimel. And as I said, that there could be that perhaps skin would not consider to be would be a problem. Now, Baruch Hu is only a problem. I want to mention this also. I didn't discuss this. Only if you touch the food itself. What about if I touch the package? I touch the can. I touch the bottle. The Pashtas, it would seem, even though we have a din here in Hay, the Mechaber says in Hay, Lo Yiga B'Gigit Shechar Shemishmu Shayad Mafsid HaShechar. Gigit refers to the barrel. We're talking about a barrel containing hops, a barrel containing beer. It says you should not come into contact with the barrel itself. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Yad the gigit tikat seitz. So, mashma, that even if you touch the gigit, the barrel itself, there's a problem. There's an issue of brach ra. However, the Achronim point out that that din is dafka, the gigit shel shechar. But in general, the problem is coming into contact with the food items itself. There's a separate din. I don't know. I can't tell you why. The beer halacha is the one who basically says this. Listen, look at the beer halacha. He says, He points out that by a barrel of beer, so the ruach ruach can somehow penetrate and affect the beer itself. So there's a distinction between Yigit Shel Shechar and other food items. Now, the Issa of Ruach Ra is only when you touch the food item itself. So therefore, we can assume, as I said, just to sum up, that you're supposed to wash three times till the end of the knuckles, and we assume that somehow, even non-observant Jews, somehow wash their hands with soap and water at one point in time, in the course of the day, probably in the morning, I imagine they do. I think that seems to be, especially now, given the corona situation that we're in, and Shum Sofek, that's what they do. And therefore, maybe they wash once in the morning, twice in the store. So even though it's not ratzuf, it's not consecutive one after the other, but it would suffice as far as the halacha of Negel Vasa is concerned. He, Rav Avadi Yosef, brings another svar in his tshuva that I have here in front of me, that quotes from the sefer called Od Yosef Chai, that really, each time a person washes his hands, so a bit of the Ruach Ra dissipates. You know, it's an incremental kind of process, that it's not something that happens immediately, but it occurs over stages. So the moment the person washes his hands one time, a bit of the Ruach Ra goes. The second time, a bit more. By the third time, entirely, it's not going to have any hezek element whatsoever. And of course, you require three times. But again, as I said, that there are those who disagree with this position. But the Mechaber here says you wash three times. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's Simchat Yud, close from the Goy, you should wash four times. But again, as I said, I'm just trying to find a basis, Lahokel, for Klal Yisrael with reference to this issue. And it seems that many, many Achronim assume that that is the case, that there is a Mokom, Lahokel, regarding this matter.
Yeah. Is the Be'er Halacha the Rav just read? So it says in Shar Achlim, right? If you touch before Natila, you could be Lahakel.
Right.
Is that with a wrapper or not a wrapper?
So that's the question. What is he referring to? So I understood since it's going on the Gigas, Shal Shechar, so we're talking about Shar Achlim in Noga Kufsa.
Right.
Noga, you touch actually the outer packaging, the outer wrapping, the can, the bottle, and the like. So it's clear that why is there a chil between Shechar and other things, I don't know. But that is the distinction that the Be'er Halacha actually mentions over here. And somehow I think the practice is not to be makbid regarding, I mean, the main issue is the contact with the food itself. Contact with the food itself is certainly problematic, but contact with the packaging or the bottle or the can is not considered to be a problem regarding Ruach Ruah. Listen, it's hard to explain Ruach Ruah in rational kind of terms because it's more of a Kabbalistic, spiritual.
Does the Rambam bring down Ruach Ruah?
Of course not. Kedarko Bakodesh.
Did you speak out against her? This isn't right.
No, he just quotes the halacha, the Tiyas Yadayim. He quotes it in the litany of brachas that we make in the morning. Brachas HaShachar, Brachas HaTeira, Brachas HaShachar, the Tiyas Yadayim, and all the other halachas that we recite in the morning, the Rambam recites it. This is Ruyim Advar and the Misha Omram, very typical of the Rambam, because this is based really on, it's true, it's a Gemara. Not just a Zoya, it's also a Gemara in Shabbos, but not necessarily that the Rambam called all these Gemara. There's a whole discussion even regarding the question about Yom Kippur. Let's say the Gra, who was Makbid on the fourth time, are you allowed to, those who are Makbid on the Gra, are they allowed to wash their hands four times in Yom Kippur? I wash my hands four times in Yom Kippur, the way I do every single day. So that's what Achron was saying. You do it every day, then you continue doing it on Yom Kippur as well. If you don't do it every day, then you should only do it three times because there's Issa Vechitza on Yom Kippur, except Vechitza Shein Shol Painig, as I mentioned the other day. If it's not the Shem Oneg, so then it would be permissible, let's say, L'Hasir Lichluch, to remove any kind of dirt. If your hands become solid, your body becomes solid, then you have a headset. But again, the halacha of Rechitza is Dafka and Isra of Yom Kippur, and that's why we're more machmir regarding the fourth time. I'll just mention also the Mishnah Berurah actually in Sivkot Beis over here, when the Mechaber quoted the din, so the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Beis. He tells you, Mechaber says that Yirchatz Yadu Yivarach Al Tzias Yadayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is the din we have not discussed. Look at Sivkot Beis. V'miyachar Netilu Yivarach, Ein Tzorach Lahamtim Al Andigur. V'gam Andigur V'enu Ma'akev, V'yesh Machmirim, Shalo Yivarach, Ad Achar Sheinagim Yadav. So here we have two opinions. One opinion is, and Mishnah Berurah explains the second opinion, Desfirlu De'en Ruach Ruah Somi Al Yadayim, Ad Achar Andigur. You have to wipe your hands. You have to go ahead and use a towel in order to dry your hands because otherwise you will not remove the Ruach Ruah. The Svirlu, the Asa, the Varech, the Adayim, Shev Ruach Ruah, Shor Aleim. Wow. This Shita is that you can't make a bracha as long as Ruach Ruah is hovering in the atmosphere. So we have here a number of Kedushim that Mishnah Berurah cites, but he himself indicates, qualifies this, Avodas, Aposkim, Eno Kein. He's basically, Alpi Alocha, you're allowed to make a bracha. Correct? Even if Ruach Ruah is on your hands. The Issa is what? The Issa is to touch food item when you have a situation where you didn't wash your hands. That's the Issa. But here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some Poskim who are adding to this Issa, and they are saying two Chidushim. Chidush number one, that the Ruach Ruah doesn't lead till after Nigu, till after you dry your hands. And number two, you can't make a bracha. Wow, what a Chidush. That if you have Ruach Ruah that hovers over your hands, you're not able to make a bracha. So, Alpi Halacha, there's no question that's not true. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Das HaKoskim Enu Ken. He quotes from the Atzah Chaim, the Malbin, that even though it's true, you can't touch food with Ruach Ruah, but certainly you can make a bracha. No question about it.
Therefore, you can also say the bracha even if the Ruach Ruah only leaves after a person is nagging his head, you can still say the bracha before you nagging. If you're able to say bracha,
by the way, it's a Gemara. Well, you're basically citing the Gemara, because the Gemara says almost explicitly, the Gemara says in Brachas there, that generally, before, I'm talking about the Brachas HaShachar now, before each Pu'ula, that's not a Mechaber Paskim, we're not doing it like that. We don't wait until we hear the call of the Tarnigol to say, Asher Nosan HaSech Vino, and then when we get up, Zoyti Kfufim, we put on our clothing, Malbush HaRuvim, that's not a Mechaber Paskim, that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and other Rishonim. These are these Birchas Hanenin, or they consider to be Shayach Hoda. We assume they're Shayach Hoda. So the Gemara says over there that V'chimashi Yadei Mevarech. So what is the Gemara saying? I take the Gemara literally. Mashi Yadei Mevarech. I wash my hands, I make a bracha. So what does that mean? That you can make a bracha with rachra on your hands. What you're stating, Al Pisvara, but I think it's Gemara Mevareshet. Gemara is saying it very explicitly. That's what Mishabura means. When the Mishabura says here, that Das HaPoskim ain't okay, that the Poskim don't agree with this position that he cites. So you can make a bracha, and actually if you look at the Mishabura at the end of Simen Dalet, at the end of this whole Simen, the Mishabura actually quotes the Machlokes between the Chachmei HaNigla and the Chachmei HaNistar with reference to this matter. And this is another very fascinating issue. If you have the end of Simen Dalet, you can actually see this. Shabru actually refers to Netilas Yadayim. I mean, he quoted initially, if you remember, that Netilas Yadayim is only for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. But Birchas HaShachar, a person can make Birchas HaShachar actually even before Davin. So Shabru quotes in the Pri Begadim that the takeaway Ruach Ra, he writes that you need Dafka water. What about to say Kriyat Shema? Look in the Chav Beis. You have Simen Dal Chav Beis, just the last, towards the end of this din. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos says, if you don't have water, you can go ahead and now, you see people sometimes there rubbing their hands on the shtender, or on the wall, or tzror, or offer a chavid de manki, the yivarech on the kiyas yadayim. Then you can make a bracha, not on the tilas yadayim, because you didn't wash your hands, but on the kiyas yadayim, the old tefillah. But then the Machaber says, avalo lahavir, ruach ruach shaleyeh. And then the Mechaber at the end, Chav Gimel, Lo Tikna Nefiyas Yadayim, Bele Kriya Shema Ad Tfila. Dafka for Kriya Shema Ad Tfila, that's what Mishabura quoted at the beginning of the Siman. He's just referring to the Mechaber that is quoted by the Rosh and other Rishayin of the Rashba. So the Kriya Shema Ad Tfila require you in the Nefiyas Yadayim. Avo Brocha Deshachris, Yochel Levar Kodim Ad Tfila. Elon Kenu Yashla Mitzasa Oram, Shaz Laska Laskas Hashem, Achenaka Osam. So here, in the Mishabura, he actually comments on this, and you'll take a look in Samach Aleph. You see Samach Aleph, where the Mechaber paskin over here that you require Achei Yinaki Osam Amikias Yadayim Mitzroros Chavini Demanki. Who went in the Torah Osam Alavikoyim? That's supposed to learn Torah. Ayin Kri Megodim Shikasa Afilav Yeshu Amayim Yikom Odom Dai Bebrachos on the Torah Benikoyim Ba'alma V'chein Mashav Bir Agro. When do you require water? Dafka water? For Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra requires Dafka Mayim to remove it, but anything else, namely Brachos and Talmud Torah, that is not necessary to Dafka Ad Mayim. Mishabura quotes from the Vilna Gaon and the Prima Godin, and he quotes the Shari Tshuva, Mishem Azoya, the Lady Rabbi Matias Yadayim, Roy Lachmi Yeshua Mayim, etc. But this is really a machlokes de Chachmei HaNigla and the Chachmei HaNistar. But here the Mishabura calls it the Biagra. The Biagra says very clearly, the person can go ahead and make brachas with Ruach Ra, and the Shari Tshuva, and the Zohar, that one should not make brachas without Netilas Yadayim, because according to them, the person cannot make a bracha if you have Ruach Ra al Yoda. But that's al Pi HaKabbalah. It's not al Pi Nigla. It's al Pi Nistar. That's a Nistar, a Kabbalistic notion that you're not able to make a bracha with Ruach Ra al Yoda. And the Mishabura himself says, Roy Lahachmir. He tells you that, see, you have to quote the Shari Tshuva, the name of Zohar, right there at the end of Samach Aleph. See, it's called Samach Aleph. When the Shari Tshuva, Shem HaZohar, Kosev, Lo Yivrach, Lo Netzias Yadayim, V'roi Lach, Mev Yesh Omayim. That's what one should do. You should Chathila be Machmir, if you can.
It's not so hard, to go to the sit.
Okay, Enechanami.
It's not harder.
No, but I'm saying, let's say a person has no water, correct, and wants to learn. So, what, you should not learn, because V'rach Ra. Mishabura says, no, he doesn't accept that position. And that's exactly what I'm saying, that it's true that, interesting that in the beginning of the Siman, if you remember, beginning of Dalet over here, that when the Mishnebura refers to what I just mentioned, in Sitkot and Beis, he quotes the Machlokes where the Ruach Ra doesn't go away until after Nigul. They quote such an opinion. First you have to go ahead and dry your hands. And the Mishnebura doesn't say, Roy L'Achmir. I want to be back there also. He says, Yesh Machmirin. Here he says at the end of the Siman, Roy Lachmir. And there he says, Yesh Machmir. And I saw that the Kavachayim, I saw quoted the name of the Kavachayim, he says that He quotes from the Ari HaKadosh, Ruach Ruach goes away as soon as you wash 3 times. Undoubtedly, the water, again, obviously, has water is significant, and the Chatzilah, again, one should always use water for everything, not just for Kriyat Shema Tefillah, but also for Talmud Torah, for Brachot, but clearly, Mikra Adin. But here, the Diyun and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkot Beis, again, is whether Ruach Ruach requires Nigov or doesn't require Nigov, but unquestionably, the Mayim itself, again, it's mashma that according to the Vilna Gaon, I mean, why am I washing 4 times? Because the 4th time is to remove the water of Ruach Ra. But the Mayim, the hands have Ruach Ra, everyone agrees that the Ruach Ra, which is on your hands, and to left and Nigov, they hold the Ruach Ra, doesn't leave your hands, and to left and Nigov, you shouldn't make a bracha. But again, as I said, that this seems to be an opinion that the Mishnah Berurah says, Das HaPoskim Enokim, and this is the question, which is a machlok between the Chachmei Nigla and the Chachmei Nistar. Now, I understand, for example, reference to if a person has a situation of Soa, or Merag Layim, so then you can't make a bracha. That's a clear halacha. Your body's Meshukatz, there's Soa, we're talking about Mamoshes of Soa, or Merag Layim, so then you cannot make a bracha. But Mayim Ruach Ra al Yodecha, even though I have Mayim Ruach Ra on my hands, so that obviously would not prevent you from going ahead and making a bracha. And that's the chiddush actually, that the hands don't really have Ruach Ra. Where's Ruach Ra? It's in the water on your hands, and then you'll be able to go ahead and make a bracha. This is interesting, and Sivkot Ches, the Shari Tshuva, I saw he quoted, look above in the Shari Tshuva, in Sivkot Ches, so he comments, and actually this is, he quotes from the Divrei Maaseh, we'll get to this in Mitzvah Hashem, because he's supposed to the Netilas Yadayim that you do in the morning, the Mechaber says in Ches, Netilas Yadayim Shachar say, no, no, Gabi Karka. A little bit off clear. I don't know, I imagine you're aware, maybe you saw this. I grew up on this. Shal Shudas, my Machreinah. So, that's like, people, the Gemara says, my Machreinah Chayba. Those who follow the Hagi Agroh, are very Machri. Even though Tais writes the Brachas Echulim, that's not Nogi anymore, because it's based on Melech Zdeimis, we don't have Melech Zdeimis, but the Gemara calls the second reason, the Gemara calls Tzukim, is Kadishim, Yisim Kadoshim, is Kadishim, Elamai Mishaynim. So the Gaon is very makbid on Mayim Achreinim. So I remember we used to go to Shal Shudas when I was a little kid. I'm talking about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old in different places, my father was Shal. And they were very makbid, you know, today I think we cover the Mayim Achreinim and we take it away. They would take the Mayim Achreinim and pour it under the table. It's what I saw for years. It was, and it became almost a kind of slippery slope, to say the least. Shutaka Mashmo, I'm not exaggerating. So people were frightened to have Mayim Achreinim somehow. So here he mentions that the Ruach Ra is, we're very concerned about these issues of Ruach Ra, so but don't pour it on the ground. That's supposed to be done by Gabi Karka. Why is that, says Mishnah Berurah? I feel like Gabi Kismin also, and you put it on weeds or twigs and the like. Neshe Ruach Ra, Sheira then. You don't want Ruach Ra in that kind of situation. So comes the Shara Tshuva, in Sivkot Ches, it says, I'm very active. Because of Birkei Yosin, because of the Chidor, Shemina Nechavei Demelvar Hashem Shalom Likros Ulevarech Neger Amayim Shenod Amayim Shachris. Hear what he says? Lo Likros Ulevarech Neger Amayim Shenod Amayim Shachris. What's he suggesting? That Negel Vasa water. If I'm near Negel Vasa water, I cannot go ahead and say Kriyashma or make brachas. Neger Amayim Shenod Amayim Shachris. Lechein Lo Yanoi Gagoyim By the way, what is that mashma? Mikra din is muta. Because he says, Acharedim el Dvar Hashem. We should all be Charedim el Dvar Hashem. That's the Chatila. That's what the definition of a real Charedi is. Someone who's a Charedim el Dvar Hashem. All the other elements are, generally speaking, have no connection to Chavidu. But whatever the case is, Charedim al Dvar Hashem, one who follows the halacha is a stickler for following the halacha, so one has to be careful not to go ahead and say Kriyat Shema, make brachas, even near the Negel Vasa water. Why is that? Why is that so? Because again, the assumption is that even if it's you are somach, you're in the vicinity of water that has it in Ruach Ra, that's considered to be problematic. Okay, maybe I'll just stop here, but I'll just maybe a few more comments on this topic and then continue also on this simin it's Hashem tomorrow.
If anyone the Mishabur brings down in Mishabur Yadalad, Nagaba Okhay Bichanashulish Paman to our people, I've never seen that, but are we supposed to be Makbed? Meaning, like if I had it by accident.
Simchat Yadalad, which one?
Yeah, Mishabur Simchat Yadalad.
Yeah.
If I touch, if I, in the morning, if I, whatever, let's say a kid wakes up and by accident I give them food. So there
okay.
It's not.
I shall discuss.
If it's an apple, it's like you can hear. If it's a piece of bread, then imagine washing
it. Rabnetzel has a comment on the bottom, Rabbi Branchfeld. The peros, yirokos, minag hu rak l'shotva. Let's say vegetables and fruits, you can actually wash them. Ein baruch simen al b'shabruel lachem es man hazeh, berech al miskalkel lo yadeh klal. Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Abi, exactly what you said. And then he quotes from the Alta Sabotke. By mekalif lachem shenogu bo, v'lo v'tiyas yadayim shal shachas. He would
wow.
Scrape off the upper layer. Wow. If people do not go ahead and wash their hands,
it's always just like a
piece of paper. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't think people are so
doctored
on it.
It's interesting to see how, like,